everybody, and thank you, Johnny Gilbert. I'm Ethan Uslan, your piano player and host, and welcome to the Carolina Shout podcast. July 4th is right around the corner, so I put together a little program of patriotic music for you. The song I opened up with was The Yankee Doodle Boy by George M. Cohan. Yankee Doodle Boy was written for a 1904 Broadway musical called Little Johnny Jones about an American jockey who rides a horse named Yankee Doodle in the English Derby. The song was very popular when it came out, then it became even more popular during World War II when it was featured in the 1942 George M. Cohan biopic Yankee Doodle Dandy, starring James Cagney. People often refer to the song Yankee Doodle Boy as Yankee Doodle Dandy, but this is technically incorrect. Yankee Doodle Dandy was the movie. Yankee Doodle Dandy is part of the lyrics to the song Yankee Doodle Boy, but the name of the song is Yankee Doodle Boy. Got that? So if you hear someone refer to Yankee Doodle Boy as Yankee Doodle Dandy, you can be like Alex Trebek and say, "I'm sorry, Yankee Doodle Dandy is incorrect. The song is, of course, called Yankee Doodle Boy, Yankee Doodle Boy." Only Alex Trebek has the answers on a paper in front of him, which he reads while acting like he's pulling facts from his mind. But you, dear listener, you will indeed be using your mind. A mind filled with old-timey piano music trivia gleaned from the Carolina Shout podcast. Okay, and now for our next selection, I'd like to play a Scott Joplin rag with a patriotic theme. This is called the Nonpareil. It's spelled N-O-N-P-A-R-E-I-L, but according to dictionary.com, the I is silent and it's pronounced Nonpareil. Nonpareil comes from the French nonpareil, which means has no equal. And in English usage, it means just that. Has no equal. Allow me to use nonpareil in a sentence. The largest bell in the world is the Tsar Kolokol, which stands on a platform in the Kremlin in Moscow. Weighing 202 tons, the Tsar Kolokol is a bell nonpareil. So that's one meaning of nonpareil. Nonpareils are also those chocolate candies with the little round sprinkle pellet thingies on top. There are also nonpareil almonds, which is some type of almond, and nonpareil capers, which refer to the smallest capers you can buy at the supermarket. Capers come in different sizes, apparently. Surfines, cappuccines, capotes, finés, grusas, and nonpareils. Nonpareils are the smallest size capers. They're little tiny baby capers. Nonpareil means so many things. But what did Scott Joplin mean when he entitled his rag the Nonpareil? Was he referring to the types of capers he liked in his spaghetti puttanesca? No, he was referring to America, or at least the American flag, Old Glory. I say this because the 1907 sheet music cover to the Nonpareil has an illustration of Uncle Sam unfurling a big old American flag. So here it is, Scott Joplin's Nonpareil, a patriotic rag that you don't hear very much anymore, but I think it's great. In fact, I would say it's nonpareil. Here it is. So that was Scott Joplin's Nonpareil from 1907, a real flag waver. And now I'd like to play another patriotic selection from around that time, a little something from 1901 called Blaze Away. Blaze Away was a march by Abe Holtzman, who composed a bunch of marches and a couple rags. Not the most famous and prolific of ragtime or march composers, but Holtzman left a couple pieces that are still performed occasionally to this day. He was born in New York City, worked as a pianist and composer for various music publishing companies, did some conducting, and then he eventually stopped composing and performing to work in music publishing on the business end. It's a shame he stopped composing because he was good at it, but I guess he followed the money. Can you blame him? Anyway, his most popular piece was the march Blaze Away. The sheet music cover has an image of a soldier riding a horse, his guns a-blazin', and this soldier has a strong resemblance to Teddy Roosevelt. Roosevelt, of course, was a colonel of the 1st United States Volunteer Cavalry, better known as the Rough Riders, who were famous for their exploits in the Spanish-American War. So it's safe to say that this march was composed to celebrate Roosevelt and the Rough Riders. You don't hear this march so often anymore, but it was very popular back in the early 1900s, and it was performed often by Sousa's band and many others. Here it is, Blaze Away. So that was Blaze Away from 1902 by Abe Holtzman in honor of Teddy Roosevelt and the Rough Riders. And now we're going to continue with our 4th of July celebration. And we can't have 4th of July without God Bless America, can we? Not on the Carolina Shout, we can't. So I'm going to play God Bless America by Irving Berlin. God Bless America has an interesting history to it. Berlin first wrote it in 1918 for a World War I review called Yip Yip Yap Hank, but it got cut. So God Bless America went into his file cabinet where it collected dust with all his other unused songs. Then 20 years later, with World War II on the horizon, Berlin went to his file cabinet, dug up God Bless America, and the rest is history. Now, when I play God Bless America, I like to start with the seldomly played verse. The lyrics to the verse are, "While the storm clouds gather far across the sea, let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair, as we raise our voices in a solemn prayer." So those lyrics tell us that God Bless America is supposed to be a solemn prayer. It's not supposed to make you want to ride around on a horse with guns blazing. You're supposed to have a moment of thoughtful reflection. So put your gun back in your holster. You can stay on your horse if you insist, but may I suggest you slow down to a more ambling gait, perhaps a trot or a canter? All right, here we go. A thoughtful, peaceful God Bless America. So that was God Bless America, Irving Berlin's thoughtful prayer originally written for World War I, then resurrected for World War II, and then it came back again when Congress spontaneously broke into song on September 11th, 2001. A very powerful song that remains relevant and meaningful to many Americans, myself included. And that concludes today's July 4th podcast. It's been a pleasure tickling the ivories for you, and I wish you a happy, peaceful July 4th. Kate, let's roll the credits. You have been listening to the Carolina Shout podcast. The host is ragtime pianist nonpareil Ethan Uslin. Kate Uslin is the audio engineer nonpareil and Ethan's wife nonpareil. By that I mean I have many wives, but none compare to her. The Carolina Shout is recorded at the Uslin home in Charlotte, North Carolina. North Carolina is America's nonpareil producer of tobacco and sweet potatoes. Tobacco is a nonpareil cause of cancer, while sweet potatoes are a nonpareil source of vitamin A. For a nonpareil meal, try preparing a casserole from sweet potatoes, nonpareil almonds, and nonpareil capers. For dessert, have some nonpareils. Please leave a review of this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And if you use the word nonpareil in the review, That would be very nice of you. Although I suppose you could use nonpareil in a negative way, like if you say, for me, listening to this podcast is a hell nonpareil. But I hope that's not the case for you. Okay, thanks for tuning in and have a nonpareil 4th of July.